It's good, just like the olden days in the front yard, like the old Super 8 films.
Eli never threw passes to Peyton. Eli only caught passes from Peyton.
Do we have a legend on line one? I just got my phone screen board up. Is that Ken Duke?
What's going on, boys?
Oh, my gosh. Ken Duke calling in.
Wow.
What a great honor to start the day. What's going on?
Sit up straight.
Man, I was going to offer Peyton Hillis a job for me, man. I didn't know he was out there working on the farm.
Oh, I know. How about it? He could have gone from NFL running back to PGA caddy. That would be a great story, too.
I was going to let him play for me. I was going to caddy for him.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that would work out very well. You're in town today?
I'm in town, man. I'm in town.
What's going on? I kind of heard about all this stuff last minute. There's something going on at First Tee, I understand. Are they dedicating a practice area in your honor or something?
No, we're trying to raise money for my building that they're trying to build down in Arkadelphia tonight. That's the First Tee. We have a little fundraiser. Then I'm getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, the ASGA Hall of Fame, on Thursday night. So we're really excited about that. So
I got nothing on that. Congratulations.
Head out for China on Sunday, so the season's about to shut down.
What state is that in?
How many miles to the gallon will you get in your truck that trip?
You mean actual China?
I'll hang up and listen.
What part of China are you going to be playing in?
Going to Shanghai.
Are you really?
Yeah, the WGC tournament. And never been there before. Played all over Asia and all over the world just about, but never played in China.
Okay, that takes away my next question. Have you ever played there before? So that would be silly to ask that now, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's everything else? Have you had you've had some downtime, I guess, a little bit here?
Yeah, I've had a few weeks off, which has been good. Played out in Vegas last week and had a good week. So just got this, a lot of things going on here in Arkansas. It's great to be back. It's a little chilly here, man. I'm not used to this little chill weather up here.
Yeah, it gets like this every fall. It's better to live in Florida where it's nice all the time. You got a good deal going down there.
Get spoiled down there, man. Spoiled.
No doubt. Hey, I saw a story last week I want to ask you about, as long as we got you on, about caddies maybe trying to organize and kind of make things a little more of a profession for themselves. And it's hard for me to believe that there's not more of an organized situation with caddies as it is already.
Yeah, it's really bad. Obviously, some of the bigger names, their caddies, pretty good and do the right things, but there's a lot of them that doesn't. And
yeah,
they get a bad rap, and a lot of tournaments don't really include them in a lot of things. And it's kind of sad because it's a big part of the tour, and trying to get insurance for them and benefits and all that kind of stuff. But there's so many of them that does the wrong thing, and it's kind of a hard issue right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I guess I just saw some talk about that last week, so I was curious about it. I have a friend who caddies for Edward Lohr. I was going to try to get him on to get his thoughts on it, but Edward's going to be on the tour this year. One more young guy trying to beat up on you old guys.
Yeah, Edward's a great player. I know, I know his caddy, JD. I just flew back with him from Vegas last night.
Okay.
He's a great. I know he caddied for Glenn there for a while, and he's a good guy and got a lot of good knowledge, and that's what you need when you're out there on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he's all right. I like his wife. She's really sweet. He's just okay. I'm kidding. So how long are you in town?
I'm here until Saturday.
Okay. You got time for a little playing lesson this week?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not going to play. Mr. Toski's coming in tomorrow night with my family. And we're going to go out to a Lotion. I've never been out to Lotion. Dan Snyder's invited me many times just to kind of go out there and maybe play nine holes out there Thursday morning before the Hall of Fame. But that's it.
Okay. Where is the event Thursday?
Thursday's at Pleasant Valley Country Club.
I love Pleasant Valley Country Club. And I love you. Those are two things I love all in one place. is that a public event or is that an invitation-only thing?
Arkansas State Golf Association's running it, so it's I don't know if they have any tickets left or not. But
call Jay Fox for details.
Yeah, Jay Fox is the one to talk to, and he can make it happen if it's possible.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting, man. I'm happy for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the press you guys have given me, but I didn't want to really talk about the Hogs right now. You got other things to talk about.
No, I'm so glad you called in because it gives us one more excuse not to talk about him. Plus, we had Peyton Hillis doing some good things last night. ASU's playing tonight on national TV against
the
University of Louisiana for the right to call themselves Sun Belt Conference leader. So it's awesome. A big game tonight. Yeah, so we got a lot of exciting things going on. UCA's got homecoming this week in Conway, so lots of good stuff going on. So we're happy to talk a little golf this time of year as well. I'm going to try to get out here this week. So, but well, man, enjoy your time here. Family doing good?
Yeah, we're all great. Just staying busy, and I got one more week to play, and then I can shut it down and enjoy being Mr. Dad, you know, for 2 months before we head out to Hawaii. So it's really, really excited. Looking for some downtime.
Yeah, good. Well, I look forward to talking to you after your China trip. See how that goes. Are you a guy that will take some chances in the restaurant? Will you head out and try some local fare?
I might take a step or two outside the hotel door. That's about it.
Yeah, some of that. Maybe a little squid. Whatever else they got on the menu out there.
I don't know about that. I might just do some fried rice, and that's about it.
Yeah.
The whole
Ken's like, where you got chicken wings around here? Is there a Buffalo Wild Wings in this place or something? Oh, Szechuan Wild Wings, delicious. Very good.
That's right.
All right. Well, Ken, we appreciate you, man. Take care of yourself, and congratulations. It sounds like you got a busy week here in the state. And, yeah, we'll visit with you about your trip to Alotion, your trip to China, and I'll meet you over in Hawaii. We can talk about all of it.
Perfect. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Appreciate you, man. When are you going to be there? When is the Hawaii trip? Is that in a couple weeks?
No, Hawaii is not until January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I was going to say, because the Razorbacks are playing in Maui in December, I guess, November. December?
Oh, nice.
I'll have to look at that again. Anyway. All right, Ken, take care, man. I'm glad you checked in. And by the way, one more thing. NBA is about to get rolling here for real. These games are all for practice right now. But how you feel about Brad Stevens?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Celtic fan nervous. Celtic fan nervous.
He's won at every level.
I know.
Every level.
I don't know. That's a big step up there, you know. You never know what they got going, but you got to get some younger players, and that's the way football's going. I think that's the way basketball's got to go, too. Those older players can only last for so long.
It is going to be weird watching, you know, Pierce and KG in a different uniform, and, you know, it was kind of weird seeing Ray change uniforms, too. I mean, I just thank God that Larry never did. That would have been really strange, too strange for words, but anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to get your thoughts. You are my go-to guy with Celtic talk, so I'll take your. I see your. I can understand your concerns, but I'm curious to see how that experiment works. So we'll see.
Yeah, me too.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, man.
Okay, bye.
That's Ken Duke. What a welcome surprise.
What
nice.
A surprise. Starting Tuesday off the right way.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Look at this. I'm checking my Twitter feed as we're going through the show.